This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
One of my favorite Bible scholars is Conrad Gempp, teaches at London School of Theology. And one of my favorite books of Conrad's is this little book I wrote an introduction for, or maybe it was just an endorsement, I forget, but the book's called Jesus Asked. And Conrad's thesis in this little book is if you were to meet Jesus on the street today, he'd be much more likely to ask you something than to tell you anything. Jesus was a master questioner. In fact, how he got into people's lives and opened them up to the Spirit of God was through the questions that he asked. So I'm going to take Jesus as my leader here and my mentor. And these are the questions. If I could ask a church any questions, and I'm going to try not to comment on them. I don't want to provide commentary. I just want to give the question. I may expand it just a little bit to make sure you know what the question is. But these are questions that I would ask every church if I could. Does your church have a front porch? Most churches don't have any vestibules to their community. No transitions of hospitality that say to the community, we're here for you, hang out with us. Church is a scary place now in this culture. I was explaining to somebody that I was a minister. They had no idea what a minister was. I mean, literally, they thought a minister was like a cabinet member. What cabinet was I part of? No, we need front porches, third places to neighbor. Does your church have a front porch? It's a metaphor. But it's also physical. Number two, is your church pedestrian friendly? Or are you just a parking lot church? Most churches are more car friendly than walker friendly or bike friendly. We have easy to find parking lots and hard to find walkways and non-existent bike paths. The future is becoming more pedestrian, more biker, less car. We need to be ready for it. Are you setting a table for your neighborhood? Now, I know your church can do potlucks, but can you do block parties? Have you ever considered turning your parking lot into a tailgating party? And if you've heard some of my other napkin scribbles, you know, for me, tailgating parties are T-A-L-E-gating parties. Jesus cried over a person and a place. The person's name was Lazarus, place name was Jerusalem. So does your church love a place enough to cry over it? Does your church love its zip code enough to cry over it? Does your church even know its zip code enough to cry over it? And since there's a day zip code and a night zip code, does your church know both your day and night zip codes enough to cry over it? The early church saints, leaders, were known by a place. Augustine of Hippo, Paul of Tarsus, Clement of Alexandria, Cyril of Jerusalem, Cyril of Rome. I could go on and on. You were known by a place. Early Christians were topophiliacs, lovers of a place. Some churches only know their zip codes by regret or by mistake. We need to know them by love and by design. Here's another. Is your church a franchise church or is it an artisan church? Is it a church rooted in a unique social and demographic landscape, a place, a zip code? Or is it a church that's trying to do somebody else's zip code, who's franchised it for you to try and do in your zip code? In an artisan church, not in an asphalt church, a franchise parking lot church, but in an asphalt church, in an artisan church, there's harmony with the habitat. So are you franchise or are you artisan? Jesus is the greatest communicator who ever lived. Anybody want to argue with me? And the greatest communicator who ever lived chose to convey truth and revelation. How? By points, propositions, statements? No, by narratives and images. So what, we think we're better than Jesus? We think we got a better way to communicate truth than Jesus? Stories are not idle. Tales are not trifling. As Jesus knew, stories are revolutions, but only if they are authentic. What is an authentic story for your church? Well, an authentic story is one that has provenance, those individual watermarks of homemade, handmade, fresh-baked, homespun, straight-from-the-oven watermarks that say, this is my story, this is my song. Do your stories come with a provenance that is local and seasonal. In fact, do you even know your own stories? Most pastors know the stories, but the problem is the body of Christ has a circulatory system that is clogged at the head because we aren't circulating those stories throughout the whole body. But do you have times for those stories? We used to call them testimony time. Nobody does testimony time anymore. So how does your church circulate the stories of what God is doing in the midst of its members? That's provenance. Is your church a community of practice or a community of pretend perfection? Most of our communities say, oh, we don't profess perfection. But let me tell you, as every parent knows, when a child comes home and says, I'm decided to play an instrument, your home is never the same again. Because from that moment on, you will have to listen to some of the greatest music massacred and brutalized and broken and fragmented as your child learns and struggles to play an instrument. Faith is something we learn to play with the instrument of our beings. And it takes time, it takes practice. And is your church ready to hear all the mistakes, all of the massacres of great theology, all of the missteps, and do it by encouraging or do it by condemnation? Most of our churches are not communities of practice where we encourage and enable and empower and embolden people to learn to play their instrument. They are communities of pretend perfection. For once you say, I've decided to follow Jesus, you're expected to be perfect from then on. Just a question. You can interpret it any way you want. Are you building a bridge and getting over it? And by the way, you don't build a bridge by starting in the middle. Are you passing on the gospel or are you passing on the church? What is it you are trying to reproduce? Jesus or your church? Is your identity as a disciple that of a leader or that of a follower? One of the games we've stopped playing in the playground, we need to learn to play again, is a game that was called Follow the Leader. The church is a community of followers of Jesus the Christ. Questions I would ask every church, if I could.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.